The big news about I Love You, You're Perfect Now Change, playing at College Music Hall weekends through May 23rd, is that it's the first area indoor theater production in over a year. The good news is that though the material is inconsistent, it's a well-performed, swiftly directed effort that provides a lot of laughs. I Love You is a lighthearted evening of comedy and song that will warm the hearts of anyone who loves theater. The cast of four is relentless in its energetic desire to make the audience laugh. This is a hard-working, talented quartet that is asked to create almost 60 characters in a two-hour period and make them distinctive and funny. Most work well, few miss completely, and others are moderately entertaining. However, overall, it's admirable work. Besides being funny, the cast sings well. Except in rare cases, the score plays a supporting role in the comic skits. But when a song merits a great voice and lyrical sensitivity, the performers deliver. Molly Rose McGrath is terrific with I Will Be Loved Tonight, and Deshira Cortez scores with the comic lament Always a Bridesmaid. Brandon Jones finds the tender beauty in Shouldn't I Be Less in Love with You? And Mark Christopher's needy machoism makes On the Highway of Love both funny and revealing. I Love You is essentially a review consisting of 19 scenes performed in 2 hours. The first act is about mostly cottish people trying to romance equally shallow individuals. It's filled with clownish stereotypes and skits. Though humorous, how much revelation can you expect to find in bits titled A Stud and a Babe, or Why, 'Cause My Guy, or The Lasagna Incident? Thankfully, director Michael Laporto sets a brisk pace so that the hiccups in the material do not seriously impede the production. The second act, which is far more sensitive than the first, shows how marriage and children can bring maturity and caring to almost anyone who stops being self-centered. When the comedy of the second act becomes human-based, the transformation is rewarding, as when Jones and Christopher capture the comedy and sincerity of two gay men who become overprotective parents. Indeed, the blending of hurt and laughter is epitomized with McGrath's sensitive monologue, in which a self-affirming, divorced woman records a painfully truthful online dating video. Despite the numerous high spots, there were a few, what I call, early-in-the-run problems, most of which are correctable. The four-piece band, led by music director Brian Axford, is, by regulation, socially distant on stage. It's awkward, but except for the sound occasionally drowning out a lyric, the group does great work with the wide variety of musical styles in the piece. Two, there are times the cast pushes too hard, trying to make weak material funnier than it's written. I suspect that part of the problem was performing to an audience that's limited to 50 people in a space that sits over 300. The opening night audience's energy was rather reserved, which is likely to change as the cast builds confidence through live performances. It's nice to know a good show is likely to get even better. I Love You, You're Perfect, Now Change is ideal for anyone looking for escapist entertainment. It's certainly worth trying to get one of the limited tickets of 50 per performance. Produced by Playhouse Stage, it plays at Coast Music Hall Friday through Sunday until May 23rd. For tickets and information, go to playhousestage.org or call 518-434-0776. This is Bob Gefford from the Troy Record.